Alrighty. And here we are for the second show on N1, where we tell you all about the basketball world. How you doing today, Riley?
We're good. You know, just living life, paying attention to the NBA, see what's going on.
How was your week? Let's start off personal. How was your week?
It's all right, you know, just the end of the semester.
Exam time's creeping up.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Getting a little scary.
Oh, yes. Wake-up time. Got it's time to wake up, get to the grind.
Oh, wish I woke up in September, man. All right. Right. Our main man, Tyler, is not here today.
Well, there's a big loss. Almost like, you know.
Missing in action. He's like Derrick Rose on the Knicks. Oh. All right. Let's get into it. You watched the Golden State game versus Toronto?
Yeah, big game. I didn't take much from it.
Yeah.
A win is a win in when you look at the standings, yeah, but the context of the game, Curry wasn't playing, Draymond wasn't playing,
Cousins wasn't playing, yeah. Like,
obviously, and
yeah,
I don't take too much from it. 3-point win in overtime, I don't think it should have gone that far, but again, you even with, like, when all their stars come back, like, KD's not scoring 51 every game, right?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
See his shot to put in overtime? I mean, he's crawling out, he's got, like, three guys on him.
Force it up from the corner, big shot, but I don't know.
That's tough. If he goes to LA next year, that's gonna be a power duo.
I don't want him to go to LA. That's stupid.
I think his legacy is already ruined. All right.
Clippers first seed in the West. What do you think?
Huge. You think they're gonna fall off?
I mean, by the All-Star break, the furthest I'd see them slipping would be, like, I mean, they're only, what, 2 games ahead of Memphis right now, who's fifth? Like, and, like,
only half a game back. Nuggets are only half a game back.
No, I'm talking about Memphis.
Oh, Memphis?
Yeah, Memphis.
They're 2 games back. Yeah. Memphis is 2 games back. Yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, they look good. They're starting to get some separation from that fourth seed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Golden State now is a game and a half back. They can get that margin spread a little bit. I think the Clippers could be a real problem. It's interesting for the Clippers because in a league now where we see so many super teams and we see so much big threes.
They don't have a star. They don't really have a star. Well, Tobias Harris is the closest thing they have to it. But when you think about it, he's never been an all-star. He's a fringe all-star. This year, I don't even know he should make it. He'll make it this year as like a reserve.
But I mean, it's the West, man. If he doesn't, it's the West.
He's making it. I don't know. Who else is, who's making it ahead of him in the West?
There's so
it doesn't matter. If the Clippers are in a top 5 seed in the West, that he has to make it or else it's just a disgrace to the league. He's averaging 23-9.
Career year.
Yeah.
Turned down that 80 mil extension because he said he was betting on himself. Looks like a good bet
looks
to me, man.
Good, yeah.
Think he's going to get a max after this?
From the Clippers?
From anyone.
Do they have a max slot available for him? Because I know they have a max slot. They have max slots available to try and sign like someone like Kevin Durant or Kawhi Leonard.
I think they
Leonard,
got 2 max slots.
Yeah?
I don't know. I think...
Is he a max guy? He's a max guy, but do
is
they
he
give
a max
him the
max guy?
I mean, with these numbers, he's a max guy. Is he a number one player on a championship team? No, not at all.
I like
Tobias.
Is he
a number two, number three player on a championship contender? Of course.
I like Tobias. Honestly,
he's good.
I've
underrated.
Always liked him. Sorry about that. I like him a lot, man.
He's good. He can do a lot of stuff for you.
I mean, that's the whole Clippers identity right now. They're gritty.
Yeah.
I mean, none of them are stars. It's all, they have a bunch of...
I mean, Montrezl Harrell's like, what's he averaging, like 16-9 right now?
I mean, that's the thing, though. It's like, they're all pretty much role players down to the 11th man, but they're all good role players.
Yeah.
Like, they're just a bit faster than you. They just stretch the floor a bit better than you. They just have a tiny bit better shooting.
What even is that? I'm going to go check out their teams. Like, what
and
is
man,
their
they
like,
got,
point differential?
They got
here?
Sparks on that team. I mean, Lou Will, that's a spark.
And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Canadian rookie, he's playing well. He's like a 6'6 point guard.
Yeah.
Long. He's the future, like, good player. Still raw, of course, but he's up there.
I like him. That's a good
looks
pick.
Looks promising.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I like the Clippers, personally. And I think I just like the idea of a team that 5-man bench unit, 5-man starting unit are both sound. Like, they're defensively sound. They're decent shooters. They're good scorers. It works. It works. Rest in peace, Lob City, though. I'm going to miss those dunks.
Yeah. They don't even space the floor that much, eh, the Clippers?
Really?
29th in the league in three-pointers made and attempted.
That's impressive.
That's
to be a number one seed and you're not shooting threes, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Who is number one?
They're second in terms of three-point percentage, though. But, like, does it really make...
Who is number one?
Percentage-wise, I have no idea.
Because I know last year, Nuggets had the most attempted threes in the league. I wouldn't be surprised to see them, like, up there again. Even Toronto, man.
Yeah. Raptors are killing it this year so far, but...
Gordon Hayward.
30 points last night.
Yeah.
I mean, he's obviously going to have a game like that. Still averaging, what, like 11 points a game? Like,
yeah. I don't know, man. You think he's going to come back from that injury?
It's tough. He can come back from it, but I don't know if it's with this team, this Celtics team as currently constructed. I don't know if he's that guy. I think he's still a good player. I heard some people talking about letting him, like, maybe run more of a, like, take him off the bench and let him run more of, like, a point forward role.
He's going off the bench right now.
Yeah.
He's going off the bench right now.
And playing more of a point forward role. That's what a lot of people have been suggesting, you know, like, because he's not going to get the same shots he's going to get up, like, when he was in Utah. He's seen as their third, maybe their fourth best player.
Leaving Utah was a mistake, man. Leaving Utah was a mistake.
He only did it because they slighted him a little bit in his first free agency, restricted free agency. They didn't just sign him to an extension. They waited till he had those offers, right? Because he was a restricted free agent.
Yeah.
And they lowballed him a little bit, and he didn't like it. And also, like, Brad Stevens in Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
They talked about it since he was in college.
The Butler, yeah.
So they had unfinished business from those Butler days when he missed the...
Half court shot, banged out of the rim about 5 inches off.
Yeah.
My boys, the Duke Blue Devils, took that one home. Great year. Good year. Oh, man. College ball. Duke, still a contender. Third seed. They're disrespecting them.
Yeah. I don't know, man. There's so much hype surrounding them. And I just, I don't know, man.
Mock drafts went up. For the teams, Zion Williamson.
Is he number one? Yeah, he's number one now. Yeah.
And they had RJ Barrett. At least when I was checking my sources, had RJ Barrett slipped to number three.
Who's ahead of him?
Cam Reddish.
Okay. What about that dude? That center from, what's that school?
Oregon?
From Gonzaga.
Oh yeah.
Japanese guy.
Yeah. He's not up there. He's not that high up there.
Yeah, but I was wondering.
I think he's a lottery.
He's averaging, yeah, probably. He's averaging 20 a game right now.
Good numbers, man. Good numbers. Center position is pretty much dead now, though.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It was dead for like 3 years, I'd say, when like you had people saying like, I don't know, Brook Lopez was like the best center in the league, like. I don't know. It's back. You're telling me Joel Embiid, Carl Anthony Towns.
I mean, they're not
traditional
big men, though.
Yeah, they are.
I mean,
Joel Embiid is traditional.
If they're out on the arc.
But that's the thing. Big men have adapted to the way the game's played now. They could shoot, stretch the floor,
handle
the ball.
Traditional big men are dead.
Yes.
That's why Jahlil Okafor's career was over before he even got
to
step on
the court. And Enes Kanter, pretty good, but he's too slow. It's honestly, part of it is also they're like, too many big men are defensive liabilities with the pick and roll and stuff. You have to hedge up.
Speaking of New York, Kanter, where is Porzingis? What's going on?
He's still hurt. Like, I don't know, man. I'm scared. He's 7'3", an ACL tear. I don't know, man. That's in his lanky, long, like, legs. I don't know, man. Like, it's scary. I don't know if he'll ever be the same guy.
I don't think so.
Especially as a center, and he's still young, of course, but 7'3". Moving like that, like, that's the whole thing that made him so great was that he was a mobile 7-footer that could shoot. He'll still be able to shoot, but, like, is he really that mobile guy?
Yeah, I mean, ACL, man, that could take the quickness out of you.
And he's a four. He's a power forward. And playing the center, like, I just don't think he has that, like, he's not that, like, aggressive in the paint. You know what I mean? Like, he's more of a perimeter player than anything.
Yeah, I feel that. Man, speaking of injuries, Derrick Rose.
Comeback season.
Comeback season.
He's averaging 20 a game. Like,
off the bench. Sixth man of the year?
I think so. Who's taking it from him, to be honest?
Siakam. Pascal.
He's starting every game.
Wait. Oh, I'm thinking most improved.
Yeah, he's getting most improved.
Sixth man? I don't know. Who's a good sixth man? Who's another sixth man in the
league? Lou Williams. He won it last year.
Yeah, they won't give it to him back to back. He has two sixth mans.
Yeah.
Shaz Drake. Sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
yeah, no, but I mean, we are a quarter through the season now. The award races are starting to pop up.
Who's your MVP so far?
Right now?
I think it's Giannis, not a question.
Really?
It's not a question.
No, I wouldn't say Giannis.
Who would you say?
My boy Kawhi, It's not Kawhi.
He's missed too many games.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
He's not going to play enough games. He'll probably play maybe like 65 games.
Kyle Lowry's in the MVP talks this year.
Yeah, but he won't. It doesn't matter. He could put up. I think he could put up even if he was putting up like 24 points, 12 assists, and like 5 rebounds.
I think Kyle Lowry's playing.
It doesn't matter. He's obviously.
I think he's playing the best basketball of his career right now.
But yeah, but he could. I'm saying that he could put up 25 points a game and with 12 assists, and still not get MVP. You know what I mean? Like he's just slept on, and he's just not.
Okay,
he's just not that guy.
You're saying Giannis MVP?
I think it's Giannis. He's averaging, 26, 27 a game right now.
Depoy? Who do you have at Depoy?
I don't know, man. It's tough. Who's even playing defense this year? It's kind of hard to play defense. The rule changes over the offseason. How many 50-point games this year? I don't know who's defensive player of the year. I mean, honestly, I'd probably just say Embiid.
Kawhi.
I mean, KD put 51 on him.
Kawhi.
It's not Kawhi. It's not Kawhi. As much as I'd like to see it happen, I'm gonna say it's Embiid.
I would agree. Probably maybe Giannis is the MVP, but I would still give Kawhi that Depoy, man. There's no one better in the league. Even Covington.
He's not getting defensive player.
I don't think so either, but he is a prime defender.
Oh yeah, he's good. Yeah.
I think Thibodeau is gonna ruin him too.
I just don't.
He's
see,
about to play
like,
40 minutes a game in Minnesota.
Oh yes. Outside of Kawhi Leonard though, I just don't see a guy in the league right now, a perimeter player, that could win Defensive Player of the Year. Outside of Kawhi Leonard. It's going to be a big.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it'll be Embiid. Because Gobert got it last year. Embiid was second, I think.
Yeah. I could see it.
Draymond wants to go for it this year so you can get that max extension. But
you think Draymond stays in Golden State?
I think it's not up to him. It's not his decision.
I don't think so either, yeah.
It's not his decision at all. If KD leaves, yeah, he's coming back. But they just don't have the money to sign everyone. And KD says he wants max. I think KD's out. Like, he's gone. I don't see him. I just don't see in the LA move. I just don't see it. The Clippers, maybe. I could see that. But I don't see the Lakers. I think it would be the Clippers, and he'd want to be, like, that guy in LA trying to, like, take the shine from LeBron a little bit. But I don't see him joining LeBron. The reason he would leave Golden State in the first place would be to leave Steph Curry's shadow and the Golden State shadow. And 73-9, can this guy win on his own? I don't think he goes and joins LeBron to be the second best player on the team.
I don't know, man. Like, it's just the idea that, he's going to be stepping into that major role as LeBron starts to fade. And LeBron can be like, okay, you're the face of the league now.
The thing is, though, is...
I don't think Kevin Durant's ever going to be the face of the league.
No, he won't. He'll never be the best player.
I think it's going to jump...
It's going to jump
straight from LeBron to Giannis.
Yes, or AD, depending how you look at it, but... I just feel like the thing about Anthony Davis is that I will take Giannis over Anthony Davis simply because he's a perimeter player and he's, like, you just can't make a big man. Like, you can't say he's, like, the most important player in the league.
Yeah.
Because he just can't create. He can handle the ball a little bit, but not on the same level Giannis can.
I mean, Giannis, how tall is he? 6'9"?
Giannis, like 6'11".
Yeah. Okay.
7 foot, probably. Like,
and he can still handle the ball.
Euro step from half court. Like,
it's ridiculous.
It's not fair.
Speaking of Giannis, that Bucks game versus the Knicks.
Oh, we got dunked on by Hezonja.
Pulled a little Allen Iverson. Steps over him. Come on.
I don't know, man.
That is not. Yeah.
I like it, though. I like it.
You like that?
I like the grittiness. Like, it's just,
I
like,
do
just
miss
gritty.
The grittiness.
Like, I just wish, like.
I wish he fought him after, though. I wish he would have stood up.
I don't know about that.
I wish he would have stood up and pushed him.
You don't need to be, like. Obviously, guy. I mean, if he's gonna disrespect you like that, you got to do something. But I feel like you got to let your game.
He issued
speak
a warning after.
Sense.
He issued a warning after.
Giannis
did. Apparently,
what'd he say?
Yeah. I don't know exactly what he said, but I saw some headlines about it saying he issued a warning out after that step over.
Yeah, he issues a warning.
Let's see.
Yes, I'm going to punch him in the next time.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Punch him in the Draymond Green next time.
Yeah. He's going to pull a little Draymond Green.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Should have done it right there.
Nah.
He should have.
I feel like, I just don't.
He should have pushed him. He should have pushed him back.
I feel like.
And then he should have dunked on his.
I like trash talk. I like that stuff in the game. Like, it's just like how you create rivalries. And it's just like, it's just fun. I mean, and I like how. And the thing is that, like, I like when it stays on the court and it doesn't. Off the court, guys are still cool. But the trash talk on the court is where it's at. Like, I don't know. It's just. Like, Draymond Green does it pretty well in terms of not letting it go off the court. Man.
Like, Hezonja. Like, who is he?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Like, give him his 15 seconds of fame. Like, yeah. Give him a second. It's whatever. It's Giannis.
But the audacity, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a jersey. I'm going to buy a Knicks
jersey. His jersey. If he's even there next year, it won't be a good investment.
Oh, man.
He's good. He's all right, though. Hezonja isn't terrible. Like, has some potential. He's still young.
But to step over Giannis?
Yeah, it's a little much.
It's a big play.
Big-time players make big-time plays.
Yeah, I would not say he's a big-time player. You know what, though, man? I do agree I miss the grittiness of the NBA.
I miss it. Like, I like the idea of, like, the trash talk and the...
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The like, big
people,
ticket.
People do tend to over-exaggerate the physicality of the 90s. And, like, just
a lot.
It is over-exaggerated a little bit. Like, the NBA is still a physical game. And I think, like, when they say that teams don't play defense now, like, obviously the rules have changed a little bit. But players have gotten so much better that... The pace is just faster through the regular season. It's just harder to play defense.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, it is harder to play defense now than it ever was before.
Yeah, definitely is. What was that up? I do agree with that, but I also agree it is way over-exaggerated.
Of course. I think that's just... It's just the game nowadays. I think it's just so much faster because guys are more athletic, and it is harder to stop them in the first place.
Yeah.
Of course.
You know what? It also is. It's just I do miss that competitive nature to a point, but it's just so hard. At least this season's kind of been fun to watch because Golden State isn't blowing everyone out.
I mean, well, they've had injuries, and it's just.
I know, but it's still fun. It's still fun because we all expected this to be their like. 73-9 again.
Yeah,
straight to the championship. Don't lose a game in the playoffs, which could happen.
I mean, last year was interesting though with Houston. Like we knew that. I think Houston wins the championship if Chris Paul doesn't get injured. But I think a lot of people could say that, but you can't really.
I don't think so.
You don't think they still think they don't win?
I think they lost a really good piece in Ariza. I think he was a little bit of an X factor for them.
Oh no! I'm saying last year.
Oh yeah.
If Chris Paul didn't get injured in the conference finals.
I don't know, man. 0 for 26.
Well, there's I think Chris Paul, his part of his, like, the fact that... Well, I mean, the Warriors are so good out of, like, into the second half. When they jump out in the second half, they're so good that you just need that.
Yeah. Yeah. I get what you're saying, man. He's that Chris Paul, maybe he's that veteran presence. Maybe could have calmed everyone down a bit. Sucks. We had to see the Warriors win another ring. But it is what it is. All right.
I think we skip to that music break. Play a song real quick.
After the break, you want to talk about potential All-Stars?
That's what I want to talk about, I think. Yes, that's perfect.
Yeah, quarter way through the season. Let's see who's cooking on the court.
Let's get some music ready. Let's play some hip-hop.
Yeah? You feeling that?
Of course. Play some Fetty Wap. I don't know. This is right on here.
Some classics. I feel like I'm going back to 2016. Yeah, baby. And we are back. All right, Riley, you want to talk about some potential All-Stars?
I mean, I mentioned one before, Tobias Harris. If he doesn't make the All-Star team, he's not going to be a starter because the West starters probably be LeBron, KD, and I don't know who's Anthony Davis in the front court. Then you got Curry and Harden in the back court probably.
Yeah, probably.
But off the bench, who do you got? Lillard.
Paul George.
Yeah, Paul George, Westbrook, Lillard, Jokic.
CP3.
I don't know. He might not make it this year.
I think he'll make it. I think he'll make it.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't think so? Even Rudy Gobert, could this be his All-Star season?
No. The No, I just don't think so.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah. So we'll start. Let's just start. So we have our starters down. We got, we'll just guess Curry, Harden.
I'd say, yeah, LeBron, Durant,
Anthony Davis, Harden, and Curry. And then off the bench, you'd have to start. You got Westbrook.
Yep.
And Damian Lillard. I'll put both of them before Chris Paul, probably.
Okay. Yep. I agree with that. PG13. PG13.
Yeah. PG-13. Paul George, Towns, and Jokic.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you have three more.
Okay.
Who, or two more. Two more.
Yeah. I would probably say.
Three more.
Rudy Gobert.
I don't know. Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris is making it over Rudy Gobert. That's not a question. The Clippers are playing out of their minds.
Yeah. You know what? I think it is a lot on to do with their standings, too. Yeah. Like,
I think it's Tobias Harris. Man, I don't even. Like, I don't know, man. It's.
What about our boy, DeRozan? He's out in the West now.
I don't know. The Spurs are 14th in the West right now.
But he's DeRozan.
The Spurs are 10 and 12 right now.
I think they'll give it to DeRozan.
I don't know, man.
Okay, what about the East? What about Donovan Mitchell?
I mean, he was injured a little bit.
He's still averaging 3 rebounds a game, 4 assists per game.
I think he would make it before Gobert would.
Yeah, I'd say so too. Let's see who else.
I don't know if they'll make enough noise. I think Memphis. Mike Conley, Gasol, like one of them has to make it.
I don't know.
One of them has to make it. That's 12 right there. If you don't even have Gasol, you have one guy from Memphis.
Look at their numbers. Conley's averaging 17.
He's never been an all-star. I think it would be Gasol. Just because. I think it would be Gasol that gets it.
I don't know. I don't think Memphis is going to send any mans.
I do
not think it.
I don't know, man. I think they have to.
I don't know.
We didn't even say Klay Thompson or Draymond Green. The West is so stacked this year.
I would say Klay Thompson. You legitimately have
20 guys in the West that make a case for All-Star.
I mean, the East, everyone complains about the East being so weak. But I mean, we got a lot of guys here, too. Who are your starters?
For the East?
Yeah.
So this is where it gets tricky. So I would say who is deserving of it. I would say it's like in the backcourt. I would say it's Kyle Lowry and Kemba Walker, but one of them isn't going to be a starter because Kyrie Irving.
Kemba.
You think it'd be Kemba?
Probably. Kemba.
But he's popular. I think it'd be Kyle Lowry. He's getting slept on.
No, I think it'll be Kemba.
It's tough.
What is Kyle Lowry now?
Kyle Lowry didn't start All-Star? Lowry didn't start the All-Star game last year.
Who did?
DeRozan did, over him. Lowry came off the bench.
DeRozan's in San Antonio now.
Bye. No, but I'm saying
I know
this year
mean.
Kawhi Leonard will be the starter. Kyle Lowry will come off the bench again. Because Kemba Walker wasn't playing like this last year.
No, I think how they'll run it is Kyle Lowry will be the PG. Irving will be the shooting guard. Small forward, we're going to have Kawhi.
Giannis.
Power forward, Giannis.
And then Embiid at the center.
Yeah, I think that's...
And then off the bench, you could say
Oladipo.
Kemba Walker, Oladipo.
Ben Simmons.
I don't know.
You don't think Ben Simmons
will be
the All-Star?
I don't know. He probably will, but Jimmy Butler, I think he takes it. I think that's how it goes. It goes Jimmy Butler, and then you have Chris Middleton.
No.
Chris Middleton's he's averaging, 20 a game right now, 19?
I don't think Chris Middleton. Okay, he'll make an All-Star, but I think Chris Middleton is not. Everyone's hyping Chris Middleton up. I think he is not this slept-on player that is having this huge year. I think he only looks good because of the team around him. But it works for them. It works for Milwaukee. So if it works for you, go ahead with it.
Yeah, he's averaging 18.5 a game, 5.5 rebounds.
Yeah,
shooting 42% from three.
That's just not a guy for me.
On the third seeded team in the East, second.
Yeah, second.
Does Blake Griffin make it? I think so. Yeah. Someone from Detroit makes it, and it's probably going to be Blake Griffin.
I think Blake Griffin's having an old Blake Griffin here.
And then
he's back. Does Boston
only send one?
Kyrie.
And that's it.
I
don't think Horford makes it.
What about Tatum?
No.
What's Tatum averaging this season?
Not much. 17 a game, 16? Is he maybe 19? I don't know. I have no idea right now.
I'm trying to look. What about Bradley Beal? John Wall.
No, neither of them. The Wizards are just a mess right now. Neither of them make the All-Star team.
They're climbing.
Unless one of them gets traded, I don't see it. But they are climbing. You said, oh, yeah, they're climbing. Oh, my goodness. Tyler might just be right.
I don't know.
Dwight, they're streaky, though. They're
Dwight's
so
out for 2 months. Yeah. 2 to 3 months, right?
They're really streaky, too. Like, they'll play well for a little bit, and then they'll just fall off a cliff again.
I think they're still going to blow it up, too. Where do you think Bradley Beal lands?
Does he make the All-Star team, though?
I don't think he's not gonna make an All-Star team. I don't think anyone in Washington, other than John Wall. That's what I'm saying. Like, John Wall.
I mean, Bradley Beal will be an All-Star eventually. Wasn't he? He was an All-Star last year.
Yeah, but John Wall, if you're gonna pick someone to send from Washington,
it's gonna be
you're
Beal.
It's
gonna be Beal's the better player, but Wall would be the one that would get it just because it's John Wall.
Yes.
Simply because it's John Wall.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, the All-Star game, you have to look at it. You have it doesn't matter. A lot of it, yes, is based on your stats, popularity, and everything. But once you get a name for yourself in the league, you know who's going to be an all-star.
That's true.
They're never going to snub LeBron or KD or those guys, but they're also putting up crazy numbers all the time. But even Klay. Klay is
not going to get the recognition. Like,
he will be an all-star, though.
He will, but it's just it's tough. It's really tough. The West is really tough, but even the East is tough.
Yeah. I don't agree with the argument that the East is easier than the West.
The big thing right now is that in the West, you have one team in the West that isn't trying to win right now. That's Phoenix. Every other team, look, the Spurs are 14th in the conference and they're 10-12 right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. But look at the top teams. The top teams are coming out of the East. Milwaukee, yes, Toronto.
Milwaukee. Philadelphia is fourth in the league right now. Third in the league at least.
Yeah, they're up there
maybe
too.
Maybe third in the West.
But I do see what you mean. The top three in the East, there is a bigger drop to fourth. Whereas in the West, everyone's competing all the time. But and even the teams you think are going to be bad in the West pull something. Clippers are up there. Memphis is starting to slip. We said that last week. And
they're
dropped.
Starting to slip, obviously. They're not gonna finish with a top three record. I think they could finish fifth in the West. I don't know.
You were talking about Dallas too, right?
Dallas, like, they are there. They're eighth in the West right now.
That's another award. Rookie of the year.
Oh. Locked. It's not even a question. Luka Doncic is like a top 40 player in the league already.
Luka Doncic.
He's already a top 40 player in the league.
The thing about Luka Doncic, where I see his greatness, is when you watch players, when you watch Tatum last year, other than Donovan Mitchell last year, but when you watch Tatum or De'Aaron Fox or Lonzo Ball, you saw a raw rookie.
You see them
with
playing
flashes,
well.
With flashes
of greatness.
And you're like, okay, I see this.
You can see where they can apply it, how they're going to improve. But Luka Doncic, this is his team.
When I watch it, I watch a NBA player.
No rookie.
I see flashes of rookie mistakes. And I say, in a year, that's never going to be a thing.
He's special. Very special.
Very special.
I think this is his team. Like, they have handed him the keys to the Dallas Mavericks organization.
Yeah. From one European big man
right to the other, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I think it's crazy. It's full circle. Yeah, Phoenix. I don't know. Did Phoenix mess up?
Yeah, and that's not a shot at DeAndre Ayton because I think Ayton's gonna be great. I think Ayton's gonna be great, but you had the opportunity
to have
actually. But he is. What's he playing? Shooting guard?
Like, he's small forward, but he would have been like their. He could have been a really good compliment to Devin Booker.
Because they're trying one till three. All three. Yeah,
one through four.
Yeah, actually,
he's
yeah.
Six, he's like 6'8", almost 6'7".
And his handles, he's smooth.
Yeah,
man.
He's smooth.
He's silky.
He's not gonna blow you away with
his athleticism.
Crazy athleticism.
But
he's
smooth. That's the thing. He is blessed to come into the league when he did, because with these rule changes
and with the way the game is played, like, we're more comfortable nowadays giving a guy that's 6'7" the ball and letting him let him run the offense.
I totally agree, and that's what I'm saying. In Phoenix, you had the chance at a generational superstar right now. And DeAndre Ayton, he's going to be good.
He's going to be really good.
But he doesn't have the range. He can't step beyond the arc yet.
It was really tough. They did need a center. They needed everything. Like, they need everything outside of the wings. Like, they have TJ Warren and, and Devin Booker and Josh Jackson.
Who'd they like, trade for it. In the draft? I think they got the sleeper of the draft in, who is it? Came Bridges? From Villanova. Yes,
Bridges. Miles Bridges.
I think he's going to be great. I think Miles Bridges is going to be really good.
I can see it.
Led Villanova to 2 chips. And I remember watching draft night. He gets drafted to Philadelphia. And they tell this huge story about how his mom works there and how he's always been a Philly fan. And he's from Philly. He's gone. Villanova's in Philly. And then, hey, by the way, go to Phoenix. Yeah. Phoenix won that trade to me. I think they will win that trade. But Luka Doncic was traded that day, too.
From the Hawk.
Like, what are you doing? I think the thing is...
They wanted to sell tickets. That's what they're trying to do. They wanted Trae Young to put up 20 shots a game and sell tickets.
Yeah, well, you know what? I also think it's hard as a GM... Because we're on the outside, we can criticize all we
like,
want.
No, this is what it is. This is what it is. The fear that, like, Luka Doncic is a European prospect, yeah. right? And if he fails, you're a GM and your job is on the line at
exactly.
that point if he fails.
Exactly.
Right? And then if Trae Young becomes this next Steph Curry, you were looked... That's 10 years from now, you were looked at, like, what were you thinking?
Yes.
Right? Like, you could have drafted Trae Young, but you drafted Luka. So they trade, and it's worked out. It hasn't been... It's not a complete fail. Trae Young is still playing. He's not playing like terrible. He's inefficient. He's 6'2". He's a rookie point guard. That's going to happen. He doesn't have many like veterans on the team outside of Vince Carter. Like,
yeah, he went to a bad team.
It's going to happen.
And these growing pains, everyone knew they were on the way. But that's the thing that was supposed to happen in Dallas, too. And Luka Doncic is now sitting on a .500 record because of him. All because of him.
Yeah. But look at it. Like, find me another rookie point guard that doesn't struggle at the gate. Yeah. Every rookie point guard struggles out of the gate. Outside of Donovan Mitchell.
He's not even a PG.
But he's like 6'4", he like offense, around, yes, like yes. I'm just saying like around that size. Usually for smaller guys, it's harder to adapt to the league, right?
Yeah,
Luka Doncic is bigger. Obviously, it's going to be way easier for him to adapt to the game, right?
Well, he played with men.
And he played with men, too.
He
yes.
played with men. And
since he was like 16.
And the thing is, he's come from Europe, so they're practicing twice a day every day. Now that he's in the stage.
He wasn't in school like Trae Young, having to worry about getting a certain GPA to stay in on the ball team.
Don't
like,
give me that.
That's part of
those
it.
Those guys are not doing.
They're not doing work,
for
but of course.
I mean, the only academic guy I've seen on there. The only academic, like players, are the fourth year ones. I mean, Grayson Allen was an academic, but. It's just the way it goes down, right? I don't think those guys really need to worry about the GPA.
Yeah. I mean, Ben Simmons, remember the documentary he had?
I never watched. I don't like Ben Simmons, right? But
I like him as like a player and stuff, but I just feel like what threw me off was him saying this offseason he didn't feel like he had to work on his jump shot, which is complete like blasphemy.
Yeah, it's blasphemy.
Come on, man. You got to work on that jump shot.
You're in the game, man. It's
you got shut down by Al Horford in the playoffs.
1 point, baby. 1 point, baby. Let's go, Benny.
I think.
Rookie
but
of the year.
But either way, I think Embiid is the future of the league.
I see Luka, man. I see him. I mean, he could be rookie of the year. I think the only guy who could steal it from him is Ben Simmons. Maybe go back-to-back rookie of the year.
Back-to-back.
Donovan Mitchell should have won.
I don't know, man. It's just, I don't.
That's last year's topic. Still. Whatever, man.
But
honestly.
Yeah, I just, it's really tough. I think the West is stacked, and Luka Doncic in the Eastern Conference could be an All-Star.
Yeah, I just like watching him play.
It's special.
It is, and the only thing that throws me off about him is he's big. He is a little top heavy.
Chunky.
He needs to chisel down
a little bit. Yeah.
He fills out those Dallas jerseys quite nicely.
Yeah. He could lose some weight, put on some muscle, I think. Not lose some weight. I think he could stay the same weight, but lose some body fat and get some more muscle, and he'll be scary.
Yeah. It's more about toning yourself. Because I think if he does his vertical could go up. It enhances the game, right?
But I'm still sticking to it that I know, like, I don't like the idea of placing such lofty expectations and crazy comparisons on rookies and young players. Any player in general, it's tough. But Larry Bird, man. It's Larry Bird. He's Larry Bird.
Okay. All right, Ryan.
He's Larry Bird.
All right, we got the reincarnation of Larry Bird.
That's how it is.
I like him, though. Yeah, I actually like Dallas. Like, I do like Dallas' team right now.
Dennis Smith Jr. is perfect because he's a scoring point guard.
Yeah, and
this is what Philadelphia tried to do with Ben Simmons and Markel Fultz. They tried to have their big guy who could handle the ball before they knew that he was really a point guard. They thought he was just a point forward. And they thought, maybe we'll put Markel Fultz. That's why they didn't draft Lonzo.
Yeah. Right?
And that's why they didn't draft Jason Tatum, because they thought Ben Simmons was going to be playing a small forward, power forward role, maybe, right? And that Markel Fultz would be their scoring point guard. Well, yeah. Dallas did it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's luck. It is luck, too, because you never know how these guys are going to pan out. All the statistics, all the scouting, everything you can't tell. Yeah, you go watch a guy.
Advanced stats,
everything.
You could just get injured. You don't know.
You don't know.
It's really tough. But I do feel like the draft pick. It was a tough pick between Trae Young and Luka Doncic in terms of like your job as a general manager. Like,
yeah, but I did like your point about saying, I do agree. I think general managers were scared. You got this EuroLeague kid. You go the traditional way. You go to college, and that's when you're a GM.
They have
that,
more, like,
you know.
But this was different, though. That's the only thing. This was different. This was not your Darko Milicic averaging like 9 points a game in that league. Like these guys that played in the league. Like even like Andrea Bargnani went number one overall. This guy was 21 years old, putting up like 10 points a game in the EuroLeague. This is Luka Doncic, 19 years old, averaging 20 a game and winning MVP. He was not a raw prospect out of there. He was a polished 19-year-old.
He's been doing it since he's 13. When you're a GM, especially on a team like Phoenix that's struggling and you know your job's on the line, you're thinking, okay, DeAndre Ayton,
safe American prospect. If I mess up, I mess up.
It's the big man. If he doesn't pan out, it's not on me. It's on you, but it's not.
But
it's like
you have some justification. Look at how he played in college.
Yeah, Arizona. He was the guy in Arizona. And
of course,
we're Phoenix. He's from Arizona. It all worked out. Yeah,
the game.
You play whatever. Now he doesn't have a job anymore. Phoenix's GM's out. So you think, man, maybe take Luka Doncic. Maybe you get him a couple more wins. Maybe you still have a job. But no points dwelling on the past. Dallas has Luka.
Speaking of Phoenix,
yeah.
I never did and I still don't buy into Devin Booker.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't buy into him. People were saying he could make the all-star team. So that is complete. If he makes the all-star team, I cannot watch basketball ever again.
I don't know. People say he's the next Kobe.
He's not. I agree. He can't play defense. He's less athletic than Kobe. He's a better shooter, better ball handler than he was at that age. But he's like,
I think he's overrated. I think he's a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah, I think you put half of these dudes in the league on that team, and I think like as a primary ball handler, they can average 24 a game, 26 a game.
I mean,
a team that wins like.
It's like Harrison Barnes when he went from the third option on Golden State to the number one option on Dallas.
He put up 20 a game.
Yeah, but no one's like, oh, Harrison Barnes.
It's because he was older, but like at the same time, like, I don't know, man. It's just simply.
Phoenix is looking. I was reading. Phoenix is looking at getting Markel. They want to do some trades for him.
I like that move. That would be good for them. They need a point guard that is actually like not 6 foot tall. And isn't like 29 years old, like Elia Kobo and whatever.
Yeah, everyone they go through.
Yeah, they need a point guard. And what do? Give up like second round pick
for him? I'd like Markel on that team. And I think it would be nice because he doesn't have the pressure of winning right away. I think it would be nice for him to develop there.
It'd be way better. But I don't know. Philly still seems a little bit. What's it called with them? No. Yeah.
Phoenix seems a little what?
A little bit. Philly seems a little bit. They're still on him, right? Like, they're still cool with him.
I don't know, man. Philly let out that statement that said that he's not a part of their long-term plans.
Did they?
Yeah,
it wasn't an official statement, was it? Because they're still on him. Like, they're still, like, into him. Like, he's our guy.
I don't know. He's going through another physical.
Yeah, he went, but that wasn't at the discretion of the team. That was his own
decision. Yeah, but apparently they're going through it, and they're saying that if he is, like, injured and they can't figure out his jump shot, then he is going to be probably not a part of their long-term plans. I think he's going to get traded this year.
Yeah, I mean, but what do you give up for him? Like, what do they get in return for him? Like, is he even worth it? Is a second-round pick, from Philly's perspective, is a second-round pick worth it? Giving up this guy that you never know, he could just come out and be the same guy he was before? I don't know. Who should pick him up? Phoenix pick him up? I don't know, man. Like, who else? Like, the Pistons? Like,
I mean,
the Magic.
Tough. It's tough. The Magic, maybe I could see the Magic doing it. I could see
the Bulls. Yeah, they have Chris Dunn, but this dude's not coming back I like anytime Chris soon. Dunn. The Knicks, the Heat, even like start rebuilding now, but they're not in that mode. They're too much.
Honestly, money. I wouldn't even be surprised to see the Spurs gamble on him.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Because I think Popovich would say, "Hey,
why? What do we have to lose?
Yeah, give me you. I'm gonna form you in my last 2 years in the league, and you're gonna just be a fundamental player. Yeah,
he'll be a contributor." Maybe.
And the thing about Popovich, he's never going to ask him to shoot beyond the arc, right? He's always going to say, listen, slash in, go off this screen, get in here, get the pass off, forget it. He's going to develop him into just a reincarnation of old players there, right? But I do agree. I think Phoenix is the best fit for him.
It would be good because they're not trying to win. Every other team that he could go to, the Cavs, I don't know what they do. Like, you already have their guy that they, Colin Sexton. It's like, the Bulls, maybe, but I don't know. The Hawks already have Trae Young. I mean, the Knicks, maybe. Like, the Nets already have their backcourt settled. Like, they're having trouble getting minutes now. The Wizards, what do they do? Like, I don't know, man. The Magic, I think, would be okay. They don't have a point guard.
Yeah. Speaking of other point guards on the block, John Wall.
Who trades for him?
I said the GMs around the league say there's almost no trade speculations going on. I mean, who's going to take on that huge contract for a guy who's proven he can't win?
Yeah, I feel you. It's just, I don't know, man. Who trades for John Wall outside of, Miami? Yeah. Who trades for him?
I don't know
who does.
You know what? Just fly through some things. I got some updates here. Lakers floated Brandon Ingram in trade talks for Jimmy Butler. Quick question, would you trade Brandon Ingram?
Yes, I don't like Brandon Ingram. I liked them going into the season when people were talking about him, this guy could be developing to score, but his attitude isn't right. When he walks off the floor, he has no, not even his confidence. It's like you look at his face and he just seems like he thinks he's more than he really is. And just his attitude, I don't like it. I don't think he has it in him to be that guy. He doesn't have that dog in him to be like, I want to score the ball. I want the ball. And his attitude is just, it just doesn't work. It's kind of like a Carmelo Anthony attitude.
Yeah.
I don't have to do this. I should just be given this role. I don't have to work for this role.
Yeah. Melo, is he going to get picked up by a team? Yes or no?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything around, and there's no news of him being, no one's talking about it.
Yeah, I think maybe if some teams go through a lot of injury problems, they might pick him up, but right now, I think Carmelo has probably played his last NBA game.
I think he needs to take his talents to China.
Yeah.
Team up with Jimmer Fredette.
Where ISO ball works, and you can be a star again, drop
and make money.
Yeah.
It's the money. They make money over there.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here, Carmelo. Thank you for all the good times.
They love them over there in China.
Yeah.
They love NBA players over there in China.
Get out of here. Go. Be a superstar again. And have that confidence and play the game, you know? Dwayne Wade was thinking of it. It's not below you to do it. I recommend it. Oh,
of course. And Dwayne Wade right now is better than Carmelo Anthony.
Much. Yeah.
And it's not even just the fact that, I feel like Carmelo Anthony has more left in his body than Dwayne Wade right now. And he's younger by, 2 or 3 years. Just in terms of, because Dwayne Wade came out of college after 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Right? Carmelo's younger by a little bit, and his knees aren't gone. He has more, his body is just more fit for the NBA right now, and he's a better shooter probably. But Dwayne Wade is smarter. Dwayne Wade has a brain in his head.
Yeah, I know. And it's not ISO, he's a team player. He's willing to take the bench role. Yes, that's the number one thing, man. You're 34, it's time. Hang it up, Carmelo. Just relax.
Not everyone, he needs to realize, not everyone is LeBron.
Yeah. I know you came out of the 03 draft class.
You're not LeBron.
Look at where they are now. Dwayne Wade, he's accepted this is his last season.
Chris Bosh is out of the league.
Chris Bosh has been retired, unofficially retired, for 3 years.
Yes. Kyle Korver.
Yeah,
coming out of that draft is an off the bench shooter. He's been that his whole career, a shooter, but coming off the bench, he's still productive
in Utah. He's
because he doesn't want to do too much. None of these guys are trying to do too much.
LeBron is the only one who can
still be on the team. okay. and be a productive player.
Yeah. Next one, we got Suns are interested in trading for Frank Ntilikina. Yeah, I never know how to
say it. I like that. I love that. That's a beautiful... Ntilikina's good.
Yeah?
He's good.
Okay. Dwight Howard will miss 2 to 3 months after surgery. How's that affect surgery, the Wizards?
It's Dwight Howard. It's Dwight Howard. That's all I can say.
Yeah, all right. I agree. Al Horford and Jaylen Brown. That's just a rest stat. And apparently, there's a team interested in trading for Otto Porter. I think it's Sacramento. Sacramento is interested in him.
I think a lot of teams should be looking at Otto Porter.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
And he plays his role. Good 3-and-D guy. Can give you a couple drives to the basket. Take it off the dribble a little bit. Like, he'll do what you ask him to. His contract's a little hefty at, like 15-something. Close to $20 million a year. It's a little big, but who wouldn't want a guy like that? I think it would be a really good team for him. Memphis? They've needed that wing dude for years. They don't have the money to do that, or I don't know what the assets they have. Like,
there's a couple good role players Memphis could grab.
Yeah, Memphis is a piece away from getting to like being a legitimate
second round team.
I think
they're a second round team.
Yeah, of course.
With another piece.
I don't know. The thing about Memphis, though, is that their game translates pretty well to the playoffs. Because they're not one of those run and gun teams that once the playoffs slows, they run at one of the slowest paces in the league.
Yeah.
And they slow it down. They're a grit and grind team. And that's what it comes down to in the playoffs, who can run their sets. And you have Mike Conley, one of the smartest point guards, one of the smartest players in the league, offensively and defensively. Just there, doesn't want to do too much, does what he needs to do.
You hear the rumors about Bradley Beal wanting out of Washington.
Of course.
Do you believe him? Because he said that he wants to stay in Washington.
I think it's not that he wants out of Washington, he wants away from John Wall.
Yeah, I think that team just has no chemistry.
They have the talent. They have a lot of talent.
He wants to go to LA, and I do not think LA should go after him.
But at the same time...
Do you think they should?
It's really tough. Because do you take this gamble and say, okay, we get him now and we are guaranteed to have this guy.
All-star.
An all-star player.
He's not an all-star.
I don't know if he's an all-star
he's
in the West.
He's an
easy all-star in the East. If the Wizards were even in contention for a top 7 seed in the West, in the East right now.
Yeah.
But in the West, he's not an all-star. He could push the limits to do that. As an all-star, if he was on the Lakers and they were playing like they are now and he was putting up 20-something a game, he could make a case.
Right.
You
know what, man? Honestly, I just don't think they should go after him. I think you do have all-stars and perennial all-stars, guys who are big names in this league right now who are looking at LA as landing destination.
But Kawhi, I don't know if he's going to go to LA.
I don't think he will.
Jimmy Butler, he'll probably do, I don't know.
I think they're going to be Clippers. Well, that's Brandon Ingram was floated for Jimmy Butler. That's who they floated in the trade talks. But apparently now LA is talking to them to New Orleans, and they're saying, listen, we'll give you Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball and a pick if we get Anthony Davis.
I would do that in, it's not even
a
question.
Yeah.
I would give up, take your pick of all but one. Of Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma.
Kuzma. I keep Kuzma and Hart.
No, but I'm saying I would still say take 3 of these 4 and a pick.
I don't know.
And then throw in KCP to match some money up there, and then there you go.
It's tough because they want to be in a win-now mode. LA really wants to be in a win-now mode, and there's a lot of pressure.
I think you just go for it. Throw it. Do it. Because look what Boston did. They waited. They said, hey, we don't want Jimmy Butler. We don't want Paul George. We want to keep these picks. We want to do this. They pulled the trigger on Kyrie because, why not? They completely fleeced the Cavs, right? But outside of that, they haven't pulled the trigger. And they're learning from those mistakes. Obviously, Jason Tatum turned out well, but look what they're at right now.
I mean, man, but look at what they did pull the trigger on with Brooklyn. LA doesn't want to end up like a Brooklyn where they go, okay, we'll trade all of our picks and all of our rookies and all of our youth.
But
obviously, Boston didn't do that, but you don't want to deplete the future.
But the thing is that when you have LeBron James on your team, still playing at a high level, you don't care about the future.
But he's 33.
You don't care. You want to win now or next season. Now, like, yeah. This is your window. Your window is open, and it is closing as we speak.
Yeah. You know what? We'll see what happens. This is our last show for a while. Won't be back during exam time, so.
We'll be back in January. Yeah. First Sunday and second Sunday. I don't know. Whatever. We'll be back in January.
We'll be back. Anyone listening? Hope exams go well. Have a good Christmas break. Riley, you have a good Christmas break.
You too, of course.
Get those exams done. Oh. Let's get out of here. All right.
Gotcha. Burning sun, turn the windmill.